Welcome to the Embodied Rider podcast. My name is Julika Valentina and I'm an expert for trauma and neuro-centered bodywork for horse riders. Have you experienced situations with your horse where the emotions, mindset or body was in the way and you would have wished for a solution? Then this is the perfect podcast for you. Welcome to the third episode of the Embodied Rider podcast. Today I'm going to talk about performance versus learning from a neurochemical perspective. To start off, I'm going to tell you another little story. When I went to uni and I had to take exams, I studied very hard and I made sure that I learned everything which was important, but some of the stuff I had to keep in my memory. I really only kept it in the short-term memory. So when the exam started, I had to get kind of a scrap sheet out to put formulas down or vocabularies or terms in order to be able to remember later on, because in exams, sometimes it happened that I kind of got into something like a performance tunnel, and I was very tunnel visioned, so I could really like focus on maybe the exam, but really nothing else, like the whole world around me would kind of disappear. Sometimes after the exam, I wasn't even able to talk about the exam. Like, I wouldn't even remember questions asked or case studies. So sometimes I really had a blackout, even if my performance in the exam was good. So the result sometimes was really good, but I had sometimes no clue how I did it. I wouldn't even remember the questions being asked. And the same happened to me when I was a competition rider in jumping courses. So sometimes I would have a very strategic plan on how to ride the course. So what I would enter the course and I would start jumping, and I'd be very into a performance mindset, and I'd do a good job, but I couldn't tell you afterwards how I did it, which is quite interesting. And the same happened in dressage tests, that sometimes I had kind of a blackout afterwards, and I couldn't really tell how I did it or what I did different than maybe the day before. So in my life, I made the experience that there can be very good performance, but then there most of the time would be kind of a blackout at the same time, which is quite interesting, because when I'm at home studying or reading a book or thinking about new topics for clinics, when I really enter the thinking mindset, and also when I ride at home and there is a lot of relaxation and there is a lovely working atmosphere between me and my horse, I can explicitly talk about the ride in the morning at dinner time, knowing exactly which aids I tried to make different or to use in a different way for, let's say, a flying change or something. So it's quite interesting how in my life it seemed to be two different kinds of situations, and to bring it down to only two words, it seems like there can be performance and learning. Well, and if we take a closer look from a neurogenic perspective, that's quite interesting. So it seems like that stress really puts you into a sympathetic nervous system activation, which really pushes your adrenaline. And somehow that really makes you and enables you to make a very good performance and to be ready to go. It's like giving a lecture, and you might be a bit excited or even nervous because there are so many people and maybe you didn't talk about this topic before. as much, and this excitement, this adrenaline is good for you because it makes you really to focus, and it really puts this lecture on to the first priority on your list, which is very helpful. So actually nature's pharmacy is of great help in that such a situation. But on the other hand, then once our sympathetic nervous system is activated and we're into this performance loop, there might not be a good neurochemical mixture in our system to integrate and to digest and to rest and to allow things to settle and to process. So I feel that for learning, we really need to go into a parasympathetic nervous system activation. So for learning, I think we sometimes need to be in a situation where there is creative chaos and where we allow ourselves to make mistakes and to trial and error. And because writing is so complex, I really feel that learning needs to have an atmosphere of a very open-minded, loving working atmosphere, especially for the horses. Because thinking about horses being prey animals, it's quite interesting that even the gaits of a horse, like walk, trot and canter, can create different neurochemical levels in the horse. So we know that a horse which is relaxed will usually just walk in the field, and trot and canter really are connected to the horse's flight instinct. So let's say only because we trot or we canter, we might put the horse already into kind of a different neurochemical situation. Now, if you add to the trot or the canter, even let's say a very difficult exercise for this specific horse, you might even double the stress, which might mean that you double the adrenaline and that you really, only because you're trotting or cantering and you're asked something difficult, you put already the horse's nature's pharmacy onto kind of a sympathetic nervous system activation, which might then feel good. And it can be very delusive because sometimes then it feels like the horse is really functioning and listening well and is replying very quickly to your aids, and there's some, it might even feel like positive tension and you're into this performance loop, and it really can feel good. But if you look at it from a neurochemical perspective, you might only get a performance in that moment, and it can be a very nice performance and you can win the Olympics on this neurochemical level, but there might be not much integration, not much digesting, resting, processing of the horse. So if we take this into account for our training atmosphere, it's quite interesting how this can influence the design of a working session. So I try to mix sympathetic nervous system activation and parasympathetic nervous system activation exercises into one session, and mostly even in order, so I can switch between the two of them. So I make sure when I ask something in canter, which is difficult for the horse to do, and I know I will put somehow stress into the horse's system, just because it's a difficult exercise, and even if I ask it very nicely, I know there will be some adrenaline going up. I make sure that after that exercise, I will do something where I know the horse feels very self-confident in doing it, might even feel it's very easy to do. So the horse can very easily be in a situation where the horse is proud and self-confident and exhaling. So yeah, I make sure in riding sessions, I really have a good mixture of adrenaline activating exercises or situations, and then really relaxation exercises. So make sure you're looking for the perfect mixture of a sympathetic nervous system activation and a parasympathetic nervous activation. So you can really switch between performance and learning, and you make sure that your riding sessions are not performance sessions only, but the horse won't remember a thing the next week, which would be a pity because it's so effortful to ride and to train and to make a good training concept. So wouldn't it be very valuable if the horse really takes on the journey and really integrates what you offer the horse to learn? So the more a horse is relaxed, probably the better it can think. And to me, whatever I do with horses, if I ride them or I do groundwork or liberty or jumping, whatever I do, just the time spent together, I really want to see and to feel the partnership to my horse. I really don't want an obedient servant saying just yes within a kind of a performance loop. And I don't want to be in a sympathetic nervous system activation. Even if it might feel good in that specific moment, I know if there is too much adrenaline in the horse's system, there won't be any learning, there won't be any integration, there won't be any digesting of information. And I really want the horses to be self-confident when we work with them, and I want them to start to carry themselves and to be proud in their movement and to have intrinsic motivation for their movement, and to really want to fulfill those movements with their heart and with their soul and with their body. So I make sure I have the perfect mixture of activation and relaxation. So enjoy your horses, enjoy working with your horses, and maybe the next time you hop on, think about the perfect mixture of activation and relaxation for your horse. Enjoy, and talk to you next week. Bye.